From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. More than 20 years after the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the United States, September 11th has become the biggest day of service in America. It's a day when many give back to their communities to honor those lost that day. And last year, Idaho State University's Institute of Rural Health got a grant from AmeriCorps to plan community outreach events in Pocatello, Boise, and Kellogg throughout the year. Now, so far this year, ISU's 9/11 Day of Service AmeriCorps program volunteers have already built bunk beds for those in need. They've given out hygiene kits for folks experiencing homelessness and isolation kits for seniors. And they've just gotten started in their mission to fight poverty, food insecurity, isolation, as well as helping communities with disaster preparedness. Joining us now to talk more about this is the program assistant, Olivia McCandless, and project coordinator, Kayla Fielder. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you so much, Hannah.
So, Kayla, let me start with you. Can you tell us about the Day of Service program, what it is, and what are you hoping to do?
Yeah, so, wow, it's really kind of developed into a big myriad of projects that we're hoping to do, but the grant is aimed to focus on five focus areas, poverty, food insecurity, disaster preparedness, senior isolation, and veteran isolation. And so some of the things that we've done to tackle some of those topics or those focus areas are we've taught people how to grow their own microgreens, and we're teaching them how to can and grow in the container gardening, how to container garden. We have some big disaster preparedness fairs coming up to give out actual disaster preparedness kits. Like, people will leave with a full backpack of just a whole litany of items. We've done senior isolation kits where the seniors get like little books to color in, or they're like crossword puzzles, as well as some cards, but just different things like that. And we really, really want to get people out into the community. And I know it's kind of hard to fit that into your daily life. So one of the things we're also hoping to do is we're hoping that we can be a place for community members to come to us and say, hey, I want to add in a community service component to our family reunion. And so we will package everything up for them, give them instructions, and they can do it themselves. But we've paid for everything. We've provided them the instructions and given them kind of a focus on what their community needs at that time.
So, Olivia, I know you need help with the programs as well, and you're looking for volunteers for a lot of the projects. So tell us what you're looking for.
Yes, we are looking for community members to be involved in some of our projects. Our most recent project that we are looking for volunteers is going to be July 22nd, and we are looking for volunteers to help us at the Veteran Community Garden, just doing some cleanup and general weeding and kind of sprucing up the garden for those veterans who use that. And this is a great opportunity to just kind of give back to those veterans. And it does tie into some of our work with food insecurity. And then we will also have some events coming up in September where we're looking for volunteers that might be willing to help us run some of our bigger events, like the disaster preparedness fair that Kayla mentioned.
So, Olivia, let me ask you this. How did you get involved with this project?
Well, I started out and I was really interested in doing some marketing, and this internship opportunity, I applied for it, and now I work with Idaho State University, and I've been given some creative freedom kind of on the projects. And so I proposed to Kayla the idea of the Veterans Garden, and she thought it would be a great project to get started on. And so we were able to do that. And then as far as some of our other projects, she's provided me with a great outline of kind of what we're doing as far as some of those food insecurity classes go and some of our upcoming events in September.
So Kayla, I think a lot of people are aware of food insecurity, right? And the need for that. But isolation kits, I have to say, this is the first time I've heard about this. Can you kind of talk a little bit more in detail about what an isolation kit is and why it's so important?
Yes, of course. So the senior isolation kits kind of came to be as we were learning about how many seniors aren't getting, they're not integrated into the community very well, especially those who have mobility barriers that they're trying to work with. And or if they're living in an assisted living home, they have to go out into the community on the schedule of the travel agency that they're working with. And so we thought it would be really nice to give them something to do, which is why we put in the puzzle books and the colored pencils. And then we wanted to give them something pretty. So we decorate the bags that all of the kits go into, as well as a homemade card. And then with all of the community members, all of the volunteers that help put these kits together, we suggest that they use that opportunity to begin a pen pal relationship. So some of the community members, when they put their card together, they put some information, whether it's their email address or their work address, some way for that senior citizen to start communicating with them and develop that relationship. And hopefully that will build into a lasting relationship that we can then uplift, support with some of our events we have going on by bringing the events to the senior citizens. That might include us taking the hygiene kits, the homeless hygiene kits that we provide, to the senior citizen home and inviting the senior and their pen pal to both show up. And that way, we're bringing the community to the seniors. So the isolation kits are really step one in a larger plan.
So, Olivia, you mentioned the Veterans Community Garden, and can you talk a little bit more about this? Because you actually still need volunteers, correct, for a cleanup?
Yes, we are still actively working to get volunteers for this event.
And why is this garden so important to you? What is it that really, you wanted to make sure you did something like this?
Well, I think that community gardens are, in and of itself, a wonderful initiative that exists and provide people an opportunity to garden where they might have otherwise not be able to due to limited space. And having this specific veterans garden in Caldwell provides an opportunity for veterans who might be under that same kind of issue where they don't have enough space to have their own garden. And so I just felt like it was a wonderful initiative. On the part of the garden to kind of create this space for veterans to go in where they can grow food and kind of work with one another and share this common interest of gardening while also working towards, again, that kind of food insecurity goal where it provides an opportunity for veterans to go in and get some fresh produce.
So, Kayla, if folks want to get involved with any of these programs, how would they go about doing that?
So there are actually a couple of different options. They can visit our website at Idaho State or isu.edu/service day. They can email us at serviceday@isu.edu. Or this year we have a really cool option where we have a text line and people can text or call 208-589-4735. And somebody answers that during all business hours.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking some time to talk with us a little bit more about this project, and good luck to you as you move forward with everything.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.